Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know your birthday's coming up, but this year we're not doing any of it. Okay,
that's
we're not
so
doing
fucking
any of it.
Rude. You could get me like a Barnes & Noble gift certificate, like something to like a Starbucks card. That is
You're
so
lucky
fucking...
if I give you a Snickers for your birthday,
fuck you.
Bro.
Let me tell you something, Dean. Fuck you. That is fucking rude. That is fucking rude. I got bar mitzvah in Israel in the bottom of the bottom with the special rabbis, and I'm turning 54, and you got nothing to give? Not
they
a
probably,
thing to give?
They probably gave that same tour to fucking Stephen Baldwin. Let's be real.
Hey, motherfucker.
I'm just saying. I mean, let's be real.
No, they didn't give that fucking tour. They told me that this was a, like, there's different levels how you could go underground. And I was way underground. And even people who saw the footage was like, yo, I've never been to that part of the.
Okay, I believe you. I'm just saying I didn't get anything
from my
birthday.
Justin Bieber was in Israel. He wasn't there.
No. No. Fuck no. He probably got some other, he probably got like the real royal treatment.
Fuck you, man. Yes, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Giggity, yes, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here on today's banging museum quality I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. The young shooter, Deuce Pacino, Dean Collins, is back. He is back sharing his experience of thrills of victory, and I feel like it's going to be another agony of defeat at the crap tables, in a casino, in places unknown. Plus, I am back breaking down every single thing in the way with the shooter. Museum quality I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. It's I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up riggedy right now. Let's go. Three, two, one, boom, yes. Iggy have no fear. The Iggy I Am Riggedy Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Boom. Have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is in the place to be. In the house. The name is Michael Rappaport, aka the Gringo Man Dingo, aka the Sultan of Sniff, aka the inflamed Ashkenazi. And you are now rocking with the very, very best. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. And without any further ado, I'll bring him in because the people have been saying they want him. The people have been saying they love him. The people have been saying they want more of him. The young shooter, boom, Dean Collins is in the house. They call him the part-time, sometime. You never know when. Co-host with the most. It's his month. Deuce Cuddles, Deuce Valentine, Deuce Pacino is here. Boom, yes.
Yes. Well, what'd you say? This is my month?
Yeah, February. Deuce Cuddles, Deuce Pacino, Deuce Valentine.
Oh, because of the Valentine's. Yeah, yes, it is. I appreciate that. That's a nice introduction. That was a positive introduction. I'm happy to be here. It's been a minute. It's been like, what, 2 weeks since I think the last time I was on here, we were talking about Valentine's Day and what you were getting your wife for Valentine's Day, where you were taking her. You're taking her to an active war zone. How did that pan out for you? Like getting dinner out there together. Was that like a romantic evening?
Well, everything in Israel, to be totally honest, is romantic. I knew you were there on birthright. Like, mm-hmm. What was it? 20 years ago, huh?
No, I was there in 2016, and you didn't seem to give a shit that I was there. This is like a new thing for you. I know you're
2016.
Right before Trump got elected. He wasn't the president.
So that's 8 years ago.
Jesus, that is crazy.
Were you still in college?
No, I was 26, so it was...
Oh, man. Wow, yeah. They gave you birthright at 26?
The cutoff is like 27, I think, and
you were like, I'm getting this fucking free trip before they cut me off. Because when you're there at like 27, like, oh, my birthright, like it starts mm-hmm. to get ridiculous.
I agree with you, and that was the vibe when I was there. I was like, this is the last time to do it, because if I come back at 28. I remember thinking like, man, that's old. Like there's a cutoff and there should be a cutoff.
And there's like 18 and 19 year olds there. And it's like, Dean.
It's weird. You know, we were kind of in the older group. We got grouped together with like older kids, which was nice. So there were other older people like in the, you know, late 20s. But because if you yeah, don't
I,
go
I didn't,
with 20...
I didn't give a fucking shit when you were there. You weren't sharing photos.
I was sharing so many photos, I was sharing videos, and you could care less that I was there. You barely asked me about my trip, and I told you you should go with your wife, and you kind of just brushed me off. And now I know it's like you're Mr. Israel, and you know everything, but like I'm the OG. I was there before you, and
well,
you didn't
went,
care.
And why don't you go back? Why don't you go back? Like it's like
I would.
You went in 2016. You were hanging on for dear life for birthright. I just got bar mitzvahed.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I didn't get an invite to that either, by the way. You didn't even really mention that you were doing that.
Well, the bar mitzvah was kind of a private ceremony. Let me tell you mm-hmm. something. I had the fucking creme de la creme, top tier, the hierarchy of rabbis. And the Western Wall, the Coda, my man, if anybody has any question about whose land Israel is, I was at the bottom of the third floor. We took the elevator down to the fourth floor. And when I say elevator, I mean walked. Yo, they pulled out all the stops. I was in places that people in the higher ups in Israel, they've never been. They took me down deep, 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 deep in the OG 3,000-year-old tunnels, where there's all sorts of Hebrew scripture and Judean this and Judean that. Like, I was tripping down there. And like I said, the top tier rabbis came out. Like, the guys that don't even see the sun. Like, they came out for me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to, you know, like, interrupt the sweet story of you getting bar mitzvah. But I do have a problem with you getting bar mitzvah at the same time. And I'll tell you why I have a problem. Because... I had to.
I know
listen.
Where this is going. I
okay,
know exactly.
you.
You're a fucking hater.
You don't
Go
deserve
ahead.
To. You don't deserve to be bar mitzvahed. Okay, your time is past. Bar mitzvah. Yes, you can. You can get bar mitzvahed at any age. I know that.
That's right. So who the fuck are you? So you're arguing with my rabbi who came out
because you didn't put the work in. You didn't put the work in. Okay, I went to Hebrew school from second grade to seventh grade three times a week. I had to go on Halloween, and do you know what I mean? I went on Halloween as a kid. That is a special night. I put the work in. You just show up in Israel. Dean, you get the VIP treatment. It's kind of bullshit.
Let's cut it. Let's cut the bullshit. Excuse me. Let's not forget. And by the way, for some reason, the word home comes up a lot in Israel. I don't know why. People know that show over there. But when I first met you, you were a student when we were doing the war at home. You got teachers to quit. You got teachers fired. You were a horrible. You were 14 when we started the war at home?
15.
You were a terrible student. The teachers could not stand you. You'd skip class. You'd hide from the teachers. This is just 2 years removed from your bar mitzvah. The only reason why you got your bar mitzvah done is so they could get you out of the Hebrew school. We know you were a nuisance. Don't try to act like you were Mr. Bar Mitzvah boy. Do not try to act like you were a good student. You weren't a good student in Hebrew school. You weren't a good student when we were doing the war at home. You were a pain in the ass. That one teacher quit at the war at home.
She did, and I felt really bad about that. I really hated
you
school.
You made her quit.
But I didn't make her quit.
Her whole life, she wanted to be a teacher teaching kids, and then she's an on-set teacher for Dean Collins, and you're just fucking like a terrible student. Everything she's trying to teach you, nothing's registering. You won't sit there and learn. You're running in it. You're a terrible student.
She had family issues. She had to leave on it, like voluntarily. She left. I didn't have anything to do with that. And you're flipping this on me, and I don't appreciate that. Did you do your Haftorah? Like, let me hear a few. Let me hear a few bars from the service,
Baruch
the big service.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam.
You sound like shit. That is so disappointing.
Do yours. Let me hear yours.
Sure. Baruchet.
Don't look up anything.
Tzur kol haolamim. Sadik behol ha'adarot. Ha'el ha'ne'eman. Baruch et Adonai Hamvara, Baruch Adonai Hamvara Leolam Vaed. Yeah, you don't know shit.
Go on.
It's etched into my brain because I had to put that work in. But that's
obviously
okay.
Obviously, it's not. It was so long ago. You're 33. This is 20 years ago, brother.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago.
I think you wanted that bar mitzvah so they could lift you up in the chair. I think you had a great time in the chair lifting you up. I saw it.
I told those soldiers. I said, listen, guys, girls. Don't throw your back out for me. You don't need to lift me up. And they were like,
I'm sure it was heavy. I'm sure it was fucking heavy too.
The bottom line is, I'm the bar mitzvah boy. It's now March. It's now March. Welcome to March, people. So I'm gonna just ask.
I know where this is going.
Since I just had my bar mitzvah, and since my birthday is coming up, have you started sorting out what you're going to get me for my present?
Oh, yeah. I have a whole whiteboard at my house. Like, Michael, I have tabs of all of your favorite stores. I'm like, I'm trying to connect all the dots and figure out exactly, like, the best bar mitzvah gift, the best birthday gift. No, I haven't thought about any of it, to be quite honest with you, because the bar mitzvah gift isn't coming. The birthday gift isn't coming, and I don't want to lead you on into thinking that it is. And I feel like, you know, yes, we're working on it, gets your hopes up. Oh, I might give you a package in the mail, expect UPS. I don't want to do any of that this time around. I'm just going to flat out tell you it's March 1st. I know your birthday's coming up, but this year we're not doing any of it. Okay,
That's so fucking rude. You could get me like a Barnes & Noble gift certificate, like something to like a Starbucks card.
You're lucky if I give you a Snickers for your birthday,
fuck you,
bro.
Let me tell you something, Dean. Fuck you. That is fucking rude. I got bar mitzvah in Israel in the bottom of the bottom with the special rabbis, and I'm turning 54, and you got nothing to give? Not a thing to give?
They probably gave that same tour to fucking Stephen Baldwin. Let's be real.
Hey, motherfucker.
I'm just saying. I mean, let's be real.
No, they didn't give that fucking tour. They told me that this was a, like, there's different levels how you could go underground. And I was way underground. And even people who saw the footage was like, yo, I've never been to that part of the.
Okay, I believe you. I'm just saying I didn't get anything
Justin
for my
Bieber
birthday.
Justin Bieber was in Israel. He wasn't there.
No. No. Fuck no. He probably got some other... He probably got, like, the real royal treatment.
Oh, fuck you, man. If you don't get me a present on my birthday, March 20th, me turning 54, an iconic number, iconic birthday, you and I are going to have fucking problems.
What is so iconic about it?
It's 54, about 54. Man.
I know, but what about it?
I even numbers I get excited about. 53 I didn't like. 55 I like. It's the double nickel.
Mm-hmm,
but
that's
but other
a good
than
one.
That, double nickel's good. We're going to definitely do it big for the double nickel.
Yeah, we have to. 55. That's crazy. Yeah,
fuck,
all right. Well,
fuck, yeah, that's 55. Crazy. Jesus Christ.
That's fucking crazy.
Shit.
I know. I'm going to be 34 in May. I'm around the corner here. Fuck. I'm not trying to think
Jesus
about it, but
Christ.
At least I'm in my 30s.
55 is going to be really a twist, man. Damn it.
Yeah, I mean, they say like the 30s are the best years of your life. And then when the 30s are over, they go, oh, you know what? It's really when you hit your like 40. Those are the best years of your life.
Right.
But no one ever talks about 50s being the best years of your life. They kind of just, like, it kind of gets to that, like, decade.
Hey.
What do you think that's about?
You know, honestly, I would like to say that it's, who the fuck knows, man? I feel good. I look good.
Good.
You know, I got a little bloated in Israel. I was eating, like, drinking soda. I don't know how I started drinking soda. I don't know. But I'm feeling good. I got shows. I'm doing shows in Bridgeport. I'm doing shows in Pleasanton. Pleasanton, California. You should come out there. It's right up there.
Where the fuck is that?
It's San Francisco. It's right outside of San Francisco. I'm doing shows the 15th, 16th, and 17th at Tommy T's. What are you doing March 15th, 16th, and 17th that you're so fucking busy you can't come see me in fucking Pleasanton at Tommy T's?
No, maybe I will come out there. If
yeah,
we get a
you
little
should
flight
fucking
going,
come
maybe
out
I should.
There. And then if maybe you fucking should. Then there's OKC. I'm doing the
That's
21st,
cool.
22nd, and 23rd. Which ain't bad. And then I'm doing Fort Wayne, Indiana at the end of the month. So, you know, pick your fucking poison.
Okay. I can get down with that for sure.
So what? You're going to go to Pleasanton?
So I'm not going to go to fucking Fort Wayne. I'll tell you that. I'm not going to Indiana. No disrespect to people living in Indiana, but I'm not doing that. But maybe Pleasanton. That'd be cool. I like San Francisco. There's no protesters and all that. I could get down with that for sure.
Nah, we should be fine. We're outside of the whatever, man. It's going to be what it's going to be. These fucking protesters. Get a life. Get a fucking life. Honestly, get a fucking life, man. You know, like, it's like, just, they screamed at Jerry Seinfeld the other day. Did you see that?
No, I think I did see a clip of that.
They call him Genocide Jerry. He was at something. They called him Genocide Jerry. Jerry Seinfeld, they called him a Nazi.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I mean, these people really need to fucking, like, get a job, get a hobby or something. If they're coming after you, it's like, life probably isn't great if they're protesting you.
I don't understand what that means.
No,
what does that mean?
No, I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying, like, exactly, get
well,
a hobby.
No. What do you mean life? Well, I'm not worth protesting, scumbag? What the fuck are you saying?
If you're protesting a Michael Rappaport comedy show, you should kind of look inward. Look at your life. Start reflecting. Get a little bit of introspection going on, because it's not great. It's not a great life, in my opinion. But then that's no disrespect to you, you know. I am Rappaport
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. Needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So what else has been going on? What's been going on with you? You did Valentine's Day. Every time I talk to you, you've seen a new movie. You go to, like, I don't know, all kinds of things, concerts. Like, what's happening with you?
Did Valentine's Day. Then my girlfriend's birthday was shortly after that. So I planned a little trip to Solvang, like, you know, sideways, like the Paul Giamatti movie. We did some wine tasting, drove up north, did all that, stayed at a really cool motel out there, like a kind of a hipster motel, like straight out of a Wes Anderson movie. It was really fun. We had a great time. And on the way back, I really wanted to stop off at the casino. They have a casino out there near Solvang.
Oh, great.
It's called Chumash Casino. I've heard about it, but I've never been. So I put like $500 to $600 aside for gambling. And I just told myself, if I lose this, you know, I'll be prepared to lose this. You know, hopefully I can get all my money back that I spent on the trip. So I took the $500, $600. I went in there. You know, I'm all about vibes. My girlfriend didn't want anything to do with the casino. Yes, Michael.
Question.
You got your hand up.
I have a question. You thought you were going to go into a casino and win your money back that you spent on the trip.
Definitely. I mean, the vibes were out there. The weather was good. I was feeling like I had mentioned to her, like, oh, I kind of want to go to the casino. And then I mapped it, and it was 0.2 miles away. So it just happened to be right next to us. I was like, this is a sign. You know, maybe we should go. She really didn't want to go. And I had to tell her, look, it's really important.
Of course she didn't. Of course she didn't want to go and see you fucking piss your money away. I already know where this story is going. Anyway, I'm going to be shocked if it ends with, oh, I want my money
back. I don't appreciate that, man. I really don't appreciate that. But, you know, I told her that it's very important for me, for her to not have a negative attitude and for her to keep, you know, the energy very light and positive. And her energy wasn't fantastic going in. She had to like work to make it positive. That was kind of a rocky start, to be honest with you. But we did go in. I went, you know, I usually play blackjack and I usually play poker. Yes, Michael, you have your hand up?
The reason why her energy was bad is because she saw the writing on the wall. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, well, she's from Vegas too. And so she's grown up around casinos and shit and she hates it. Yeah, your hand's up, Michael.
Also, the other thing is that she doesn't want to sit there and fake good energy when she knows, oh, this guy is about to piss away more money than he spent on our trip. Go on.
Okay, and that's what I really didn't appreciate. And I think she could have faked it a little bit better, to be honest with you, because I could feel that energy. And those vibes do contribute to you losing in a casino. I'm a firm believer of that.
Was she all right, you got it? Was she at the table?
No, she wasn't doing any of that shit. And that was what I didn't appreciate. I wanted that, like, oh, it's going to be 21. We were playing blackjack and she doesn't know how to play. So she didn't understand when I'd get 21 that I'm winning. Like, I need you to like smile a little bit because I just won the hand. That okay, wasn't there. Ahead. So I did all right in the beginning and then I decided to move to roulette. You got a question?
Everybody does all right in the beginning. I'm sorry to interrupt your story. Sounds like a great story. I'm sorry to interrupt your story. But when you're gambling in a casino, what's the name of it? Hoojack?
Chumash.
Chumash. When you're gambling in a casino like Chumash or anywhere, they want you to be like, okay, he's doing it right in the beginning.
Yeah.
This asshole is here with his girlfriend. His girlfriend knows this is going to go bad. His girlfriend knows we have a sucker here. We want him to feel good and keep digging into those pockets. And inevitably, what happened? Go on.
Well, I decided I was up a little bit at the blackjack table. The problem is that I don't know when to walk away. And that's when I need to walk away when I'm up. So I was even and I thought even's not good enough for me. Oh, the roulette table for some reason is calling my name. It's got like sort of a glow. There's like a weird like a glow to it. It was sort of drawn to that roulette table. I sit over there. She was like, let's get out of here. I think you should walk away. And I was like, I don't like that energy, but I'm feeling putting my money on red. I don't know what it is about red. I'm just feeling the sign. And then there was a guy next to me, kind of a sketchy guy, as there are in casinos. And he was like, I don't know, bro. Like, your energy, whatever's going on with you, I'm feeling it. I think we're both going to win this together. Do you want red or do you want black? What are you going to do? And I was like, I'm going to put it on red, but I don't want to, you know, mess with your money. He was like, nope, it's red. You got it. Great vibe. You got great energy. I said, Damn. Let's do this, my man. We got this together. You know what? Fuck it. I was going to put 200 on there. Now I'm putting 500 on there. I put 500 on red. He goes, you know what? I really feel you. I don't know what it is. You stepped in here. It was like destiny. I'm going to put 2,500 down on red.
Get the fuck out of here.
Swear. And I was like, wow, okay. And he really believed in me. I was like, okay, I'm not going to go. I don't have that kind of money, but I'm going to stick. I'll do 500 with you. And we got this. We're going to double up together. Michael.
Question. So at this point, had you won money, lost money, or you're still even?
I was even.
Okay.
I was even. My girlfriend's kind of looking at the you know, me and him talking back and forth, and she looks like sick to her stomach, like something terrible is going to happen. So I needed her to step back a little bit to not ruin the vibe. So me and him were kind of just like really, you know, they spin the wheel. The ball is like fucking flopping around. We're so pumped, and it comes to a stop very slowly. I'm trying to find out what the number is. What's the color? I'm looking over the board. And it lands on, yes, Michael.
Let me guess. Let me guess.
Yeah, take a guess. Let me guess.
It lands on the one which makes you lose your money. I can't remember at this point if it was red or black, but I
put my money on red. We're on red.
I'm going to guess it lands on black. I'm just guessing.
You are correct, Michael. It lands on black.
Yes. Yes, you know what? It's cool. I was right, but you were wrong and you lost your money, but I was right here. So I got to feel that little pang of excitement knowing that I won. Unfortunately, it was about you losing.
Yeah, that's really fucked up. We didn't need you to say all that shit. You could have just fucking guessed that it was black and we could have just stopped there. But I end up losing my money. I'm really hurting now because now I'm down. I'm 500 down, but I'm
damn. Kinda
more nervous for him because he put a lot of money into it. He really believed in me and it got weird really quick. And I was just like, fuck man, it should have been red, right? Right, man? Like that was supposed to be red. Like this fucking casino is rigged. And you know, I'm trying to just pull out all the stops. He's not having it. He's just kind of silent. I asked him if he wanted to get a quick sandwich at the fucking like casino deli right there. And he was like, no. And my girlfriend was like, we should go. And he had like a weird look in his eye. I had to like quickly leave the casino. I actually, like on the way out, I put $5 into a slot machine and I won $2. And I was like, fuck it. I'm not even going to cash this out. Let's just go. Cause I don't want this guy following me to my car. I've had stories like that.
He's going to get that $2 from you. He's yeah, like, I might not get the whole 25. I might not
but get I'm going to get something.
I'm going to get $2 fucking bucks from this little prick.
Man. Yeah, it was not good. And it was a tough drive back. I had to sit in a lot of traffic, really thinking about like my life and you know, how I got to that point of losing $500 on red and the trip. But ultimately, it was a fantastic trip. I try not to think about that story. And, you know,
it seems like you've been pondering it because it was like
no,
a
you
week
win some, you lose some. You know how it is. You're up, you're down, ebbs and flows, right?
Yeah, all that shit they say in gambling movies, man. Whatever gets you back to the casino, man. Whatever,
I guess.
Whatever you need to latch onto to come back in and give us your money.
Right. Yeah, it was a mistake for sure. But that's pretty much it, bro. What's up with you? I mean, I know
shit,
you're back
man.
Now. You got shows. Like, are you watching
now.
Anything?
I'm back now. Pretty much caught. Oh, Kibi and I, Rappaport's Reality. The Rappaport's Reality podcast is dropping next week. It's official. It's on the books. It is happening March 6th, 2024, episode one, Rappaport's Reality. Me and my wife, Kibi, we're doing it. It's me and her. It's not even like what you do. Like, you pop in and out whenever mm-hmm. the fuck you want, whenever I could twist your fucking arm to be on the podcast. You pop in, out. Sometimes you're mm-hmm. on time. This is me and her. It's a two-handed podcast, me and her, every single episode, and we're doing it. And, you know, I know you love your 90 Day Fiancé. I know you love your Love is Blind. I know you love your surgeries. Maybe, if I have to run up the flagpole with Kibi, maybe sometimes you could come in and be a part-time, sometimes guest correspondent.
Oh, that would be sick. I like correspondent. Sounds nice. That's like, I'm like on the front lines or something, like a correspondent. I like that title. I would totally show up for that. You know, I think it's great that you're doing it. I do feel for Kibi a little bit, your wife. You know, I think because this is a business relationship now. I think she doesn't know what she's in for is what I think. I don't think that she knows exactly what she's getting herself into. I think, it sounds great enough as a fantasy. Oh, me and my husband are doing this reality podcast. I'm going to be doing it every week with him. I think that you're going to get on her fucking nerves is what I think. I think that there's going to be, I don't know. I will see how she handles you, because it's a different beast when you're in a professional relationship with you than it is just like fun getting lunch with you. So I'm curious to see how the podcast does, and I'm rooting for it. I don't want you to think that I'm not rooting. I want the podcast to do so well. I have her, best interest at heart.
All right. Well, so we're doing that. I told you I'm doing shows, moving and fucking grooving. Life and Beth season two is out. People really like it. I like it. I'm halfway through the season. Enjoyed doing it. You know, the people, they love Amy Schumer. They love Michael Cera. It's a great cast. Funny show. Got a lot of heart, a lot of laughs. Amy Sedaris I got to work with. Shit, man, I'm trying to figure out what else is going on. I mean, I'm just podcasting. I'm on the fucking road. There's this other show that I might be doing. And the crazy fucking thing is, since you were saying about Israel, yada, 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 there's a chance that we might be going back to Israel again at the end of March.
You guys are not fucking around. At the end of March. You might as well just fucking pick up and fucking move there at this point. Be the president. Shit.
People were saying you might, you know, the president.
You got a shot. You got a shot. I mean,
Mayor of Tel Aviv. People were saying like it could happen. Can you imagine? I become like some sort of government official or a diplomat. Who the fuck knows?
Fucked. They would be fucked.
No, they wouldn't be fucked, man. I'd be great in meetings. I'd show up in my sweatpants and my fucking cashmere hoodie. I'd be a great mayor of Tel Aviv. No disrespect to the fine mayor. Me and him, we chatted it up. Saw him one evening in Tel Aviv. We chatted it up. And I was thinking to him, because he's an older gentleman, I was thinking, I'm coming for you one day, my friend. I didn't say that, but I was thinking, I might be the one to take you down.
That is fucking crazy. Can you imagine if you become the mayor of Tel Aviv and then the people of Tel Aviv are like, oh, we got a new mayor. Who is it? Who's the new mayor? And they're like, he was the guest star on Friends. Remember back in the 90s? He was Phoebe's boyfriend. He was the cop that shot the bird. And they're going to be like, oh, fuck, we are fucked. I mean, that's a scary thought, bro.
No, they would be happy. I'd be a great mayor. If I was a mayor, I would give it my all. I would be fantastic. I would do everything I could to be the best mayor for the city of Tel Aviv. If they had me as an ambassador or an embassy member, I don't know. There's so many different opportunities that I'm running up the flagpole. But if I did it, I would do it really, from the bottom of my heart, and I would try really hard. So fuck you, man. And you know
all
what? Right. Don't come asking. Don't come crying for a part of my cabinet if that does happen.
Oh, if it does happen, I would love to be part of the cabinet.
Oh, man. Talk about
that
a documentary.
Would be sick. That would be so sick. Get my own office. Get my own little fucking desk and everything with my name on the door.
We'll get you like a little cubby. Closet sash office. We get you like a, it'd be like a closet.
I don't want to be in the closet.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying. If you're the mayor, I should be like the fucking top dog, right? I'm one of the top guys. I'm not in a closet.
Nah, what would you like? Yeah, you could be like the Hasbara, because that's a big word over there. The Hasbara, it's like the
Hasbro?
Propaganda.
Is that the toy company?
No, listen, we're not running yet. They just had the elections, and the people that earn the election, because it is a democracy, they all won. So I don't want to interfere with them. I wish everybody nothing but the best. But going forward, anything's on the table. On the table.
Well, I'm a good typist. If you need a typist, I am like really fast at the computer. Excellent. Shut my eyes, look the other way, like mile a minute.
I didn't know
fantastic.
That. I knew
you could. Yeah, so.
Oh. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled Kalshi and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What What else is happening? Have you watched anything else?
Watch a lot of shit. You know, I'm a big advocate for the AMC A-List Stubs membership, $25 a month. See up to 3 movies a week at AMC theaters. So me and my girlfriend just go see movies just to see them at this point, because I'm like, they're free. So ended up going to see this movie called Drive Away Dolls. It's Ethan Coen of the Coen
Brothers.
Never
heard of it. Never even heard of Drive Away Dolls. Heard it. Haven't seen a poster. What is that?
It's not good. It's this actress, Margaret Qualley, who was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. She's doing like a fucking weird accent, some Texas accent. It feels very forced, but I'm just like, I've been so on my Coen Brothers shit lately. Like, I rewatched No Country for Old Men. I rewatched Fargo. And so I was kind of hyped up going into this one, but Ethan Coen needs his brother when he does a film. It's like, they can't do it separate. Like, he needed Joel to come in and reel him in, because this shit was all over the place. He wrote it. He directed it. The script was so bad. Saw that, whatever. Saw this movie, Lisa Frankenstein, that Robin Williams' daughter, Zelda Williams, directed, that Diablo Cody wrote.
The fuck
that
is was pretty, Lisa Frankenstein? You just, it was, you don't, are you getting snacks every time you go to the movies?
I do get my popcorn. I get a Mr. Pibb and a root beer. I'll get my Bunch of Crunch. I'll pour the Bunch of Crunch in the popcorn. I do have a system. Then
are
sometimes
you sure you're going to the movies and you're not going for the snacks? Because you're going to see just
it's a little
anything.
Bit of both. I'll see anything. I'm rewatching a lot of shit at home. Like I said, watch a lot of Coen Brothers shit. Always watching my Fincher shit. My girlfriend hasn't seen Mindhunter, that David Fincher series that came out on Netflix a few years ago, which is really good. It's kind of like Zodiac as a TV series. We're watching that.
You need to rewatch like Barton Fink, those other Coen Brothers movies. Barton Fink. And what's the other one with Nick Cage? The first one, it's Blood Simple. That one,
Raising Arizona?
Raising Arizona. Blood Simple, also Coen Brothers.
I mean, I don't think I've seen Blood Simple.
You should fuck with those movies too. I mean, they're so good. Their movies are so entertaining all the time.
They're just so, I don't know. Like, No Country for Old Men really is probably my favorite Coen Brothers movie. I love that fucking movie. And Javier Bardem is so good in it. I know we've talked about it on the podcast, but No Country, just directors like David Fincher and the Coen Brothers, just to watch them for their technical abilities, they're just so masterful. It's just perfect. Like, it's not fair how good they are. But I'll just find myself pausing the fucking movie every few minutes just to watch the shot that they're doing. I mean, their technical abilities are insane.
Yeah, they're sick. We need some new murder docs, docs and chill. I hope they haven't ran their course. I hope they haven't, uncovered every fucking sick fuck out there, because there hasn't been a new one lately, but also there was a strike and all that shit. But
there was one that came out on Netflix called Lover, Killer, Stalker. Did you see that?
Lover, Killer, Stalker? No, I didn't see that.
Watch that one. It's so bugged out. Let me just make sure I get the name right. Yeah, Lover, Stalker, Killer.
Jesus.
And it's a mechanic tries online dating for the first time and meets a woman who takes a romantic obsession to a deadly extreme. It's on some Fatal Attraction shit. It's really wild, but it's a docu-series, like 2 episodes, 3 episodes. Watch that. Lover, Stalker, Killer. Highly recommend
Lover,
that.
Lover, Stalker, Killer. All right, I'm going to peep that.
Yeah, anyway.
All right, well, listen, it's always good to have you on the podcast. Like I said, Rappaport's reality starts next Wednesday, all things pop culture, all things reality TV with me and Kibi, my wife, and the part-time, sometime co-host with the most, the young shooter, Dean Collins. He may or may not be joining me at Tommy T's in Pleasanton, California, the 15th, 16th, and 17th. Who knows? We would love to have him there. There's always one or two people like, where's the shooter?
Oh, I love it. I would love to be there.
I always disappoint him. I go, he didn't make it this trip. He did not make it this trip. And it hurts. It hurts me to have to say it. And it hurts the fans that come out to see you. But you're just a slippery, unpredictable guy. And that's one of the reasons why we like you.
Okay.
But we came, we saw, we did it again.
We disrupted? We came, sort of.
What?
We disrupted, right? Like, kind of?
Yes, we came, we saw, we diggity did it again. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers, take us at it with something real nice. Take us at it with something real loud. But most of all, take us at it with something real funky. It's I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.